Hi everyone, so this is John and I am in Perth, Australia, and I am stood on the corner of Rokeby Road and
Hay Street
and the suburb of, I keep wanting to say Sudoku.
It's
Subiaco. And I'm with David Buckingham. So the last boo I did with David, I entitled David's Back in Town. And I suppose I should call this one I'm in David's Town. So last time I spoke to you, David, I asked you about the things you missed about the UK. And seeing as I'm on the other side of the world, I should reverse it and ask you about the best things about being in Australia.
Hey, John. It's good to be here, guys. Mate. Well, John's arrived in probably the worst piece of weather we've had in 86 days. I think we've just had a record 86 days without rain. And John turned up all the way from Salford, Manchester, Barnsley, brought the rain with him. So that's probably the best thing. You know what? The sun comes up in the morning and it stays up all day. And then about 7 o'clock it goes down at night. And pretty much, you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to come up the next morning. So we spend a lot of time outdoors. I wear my shorts in winter. I'm always out with the kids. The kids run around in fresh air. They're baby lion cubs, strong as oxes. And you'd be pleased, you Poms back in England, be pleased to know my little kids are sporting heroes over here already, winning swimming races and athletics tournaments and footy matches and whatever. So it's just a great free place, lots of opportunity, lots of time with the family. Since I've been here, I was telling John about my daily week, also my average week. I probably spend three times as much time with my kids here. 42 years old, can't be better than that.
And I went to see a bit of the football training and coaching that David did, and I saw his 6-year-old lad today. He's got a mean right foot, he's got a lot of pace. I need to talk to David tomorrow about drawing up papers for me to be his agent back in the UK. He's wearing an Ipswich Town away strip while he's playing here, so we're supporting the Tractor Boys while he's in Australia. But I think the Premier League clubs might be interested. I need to get in early and get the form signed up for representation back for the Premier League. And we've been for a curry tonight, David, of all things, and we've seen a attempted bag snatching in the restaurant
like
as well.
Like London.
It's very, very making me very, very homesick on the fifth week of my trip away. I've been out, I've had a curry, it's raining, and I witnessed someone's bag trying to be stolen in a restaurant, so I could be anywhere back in the UK. And David's given us a tour of Perth today, which is definitely, I think, a business opportunity for him, because you go on a tour of Perth with David, you get to see all the places that the tour companies don't take you. And I don't mean that in a salacious or a bad way, I mean it in an interesting way. So final words for all the jealous people, David, who were worrying about working 12 hours a day and getting the washing dry on a rainy weekend back in the UK.
Oh, I'm going to make you sick now. Tomorrow, I'm probably going to stroll into work about 9:30. The kids are on holiday, so I'm going to take them for breakfast, I think, down at the beach, drop them off at their friends because they're on school holidays. I'll come to work. I'll probably put a good solid 6 hours in tomorrow, I reckon, John. So I'll be out there at 4:30. I'll crack a few beers before I leave with the guys in the team, you know, get the fridge open. 4:30, I reckon I leave, and who knows where the evening will take me. We'll probably end up maybe down the beach, depending on how the weather turns now. If you leave tomorrow night, then we might see some sun, hopefully, on the weekend. And we'll go from there, and the weekend will be what it will be.
So, final words from me. I'm with David. He looks as good as ever, and doesn't he sound like a smug bastard? This is John PC, and I'll be you later.